Thank you, Mr. Toastmaster, fellow Toastmasters, and honored guests. As I was thinking about how to begin my speech this evening, I decided that to introduce myself, I would start with probably what is my most dominant personality characteristic, and that is that I am very much an all or nothing personality. The middle ground is not a place I visit very often. And looking back, I can see that this was true for me even at an early age, mostly because of the stories my mom tells about me. They all sound something like this. And so I got you up, and you insisted on wearing two dresses at exactly the same time, and nothing I could do could change your mind. Or they sound like this. And then we got you up, and we got you dressed, and then you ripped off every piece of clothing you had on and ran through the house completely naked to get our attention. So even at an early age, it was excessively clothed or totally naked. There was nothing in between. In addition to being very all or nothing, I am also very much a person who enjoys pushing the edge of the envelope. And this I attribute to being a Libra. If you've ever seen the visual representation of the Libra's astrological sign, it's always a set of scales. And they're always perfectly balanced. But in my opinion, that picture should always come with a giant asterisk underneath and a note that says, warning. This state of balance represents the Libran ideal, not their day-to-day experience. And that is definitely true for me, and again, that is not a new characteristic. I remember one day when I was in high school, my dad took me and my family downtown with some relatives who are in visiting us. He wanted to show us his new office. So we were all down there. Everyone was getting along great. We were all enjoying ourselves. And then my mom decided to tell a story about this new system she discovered where it was supposed to help you deal with all your paper clutter and keep your desk clean. And I don't remember all the details, but I do remember that there were four steps, and they are represented by the letters T, R, A, and F. So she told us the story and how excited she was to have found the system, and then she said, and the best part is that the four steps spell a word, so you can always remember everything you need to do. And I looked at the perfectly balanced scales of that day, and I looked at my mother, and I furrowed my brow in pretend innocence, and I said, a word? Oh, fart! And the scales went, woof! So as you can imagine, my all or nothingness and my pushing the edge of the envelope caused a few problems when I entered the workforce, as those tend to not be characteristics that employers are necessarily looking for, at least not the way that I embody them. And I noticed this in a particularly dramatic way one day when I was teaching at a small private religious school. And one day, a number of us female employees happened to be in the office, and we were discussing the dress code, which required that all women wore pantyhose and heels whenever they were there on campus. And this happened to be the kind of religious school where there were always a lot of pregnant ladies around. So there were some there that day, and I looked at them and I said, well, what if you're pregnant? Do you still have to do that then? And they looked at me and they said, well, yeah, stunned that it would even occur to me to ask that question. And before I could stop myself, I felt the words leaping up out of my throat, and I said, clearly a man made that rule. And there was silence. And not just any kind of silence, but the kind of silence that would have been appropriate if I had just announced, you know, in my free time, I kill kittens. So, now, not surprisingly, I work for myself. And this is where the black sheep aspect comes in. Because I come from a family, and I'm married into a family, full of engineers, mathematicians, chemists, financial planners, and accountants. And I write a humor blog on the internet. So that means that my family members spend their days dealing with complex problems such as, gee, I wonder how we can get these molecules to bond together and form a new cancer drug. And I spend my time wrestling with the complex issues such as, would it be funnier to use the word underwear or underpants in the story? And is there any way I can work in the word weasel? And that is why I am proud to be a black sheep girl in a white sheep world. Thank you very much.